Very blessed fourth Sunday of Easter to you all. Easter is still alive and well, and this Sunday is most affectionately known as Good Shepherd Sunday. So happy Good Shepherd Sunday to you all. Why Good Shepherd Sunday? We do it every year on the fourth Sunday of Easter. I think this is why. Because we need to be reminded and invited once again by the Good Shepherd into a tender and deeper relationship with him. He's saying, I'm the Good Shepherd. I want to shepherd you. Will you let me, my dear sheep? So each year we can step back, and what we should do this week is just reflect on that. Jesus is the Good Shepherd, and he wants to invite me in a little closer to follow him, and he is a Good Shepherd. Tragically, for most of us, we're removed now from the farm. I don't know, I'm sure some of you have had some experience with livestock. Most of us in this day and age don't. And so to get this shepherd sheep imagery is a little bit of a stretch of the brain. It certainly is for me. I spent time on my uncle's ranch, but he had cattle. So I get cattle a little bit. Sheep, not so much. Although I did have one experience that helps me, I think. When I was a student at NDSU, there's this thing that happens each year, I think in February. It's called Little Eye. And Little Eye is a stock show. So it's where people can bring animals. A lot of the 4-H and FFA kids and the ranch kids can bring their animals and prepare them and show them. And everyone comes together, and then you have dance in the chips, a little country dance. It's a fun weekend. But it's also a way for farm kids to trick their city slicker friends into working with animals. So they'll invite you. It's a game every year, at least it was back then. Hey, Eli, you want to show a pig? That'd be fun. But they said, no, pigs are too easy. You need a better challenge. Would you be willing to show a sheep? And I foolishly said yes. And then it begins. You have a week and a half or something, I don't remember the details, and you're given this animal, and you have to get it ready. For the show, I didn't know, it's an actual stock show. You got to parade this thing around, and they vote on you. So a week and a half out, what do? You just show up at the barn. And I showed up the first night, and there they said that one. It was a pen full of sheep. Said, that one's yours. I said, well, what do? They said, you got to get it. And the race was on. That sheep didn't know me, I didn't know sheep, and I walked into the pen, she looked at me, I looked at her, and manure started to fly. I had to get her, because then they said, now you got to prepare her. It was hard enough just to get her. But I finally, she finally subdued, and I got her, and I put her into the head stall and began the process of cleaning all the manure and the sticks and straw out of the wool. And I got her in the head stall, and she became docile. And then I asked, well, how do I clean her? And you know what they handed me? A bottle of Woolite. Makes sense. So I soap her up, scrub, and it began to reveal this extraordinarily beautiful white wool once the manure and everything was out. I said, okay. So then I showed up the next day. And the next day, because I had to come back each and every day, because overnight she would get a little dirty. And as I walked in the pen, there was that normal race, but then I decided, I'm going to name her. We're going to have a relationship here, you and I, because we got a job. I got to make you pretty, and you need to be pretty. So I named her Sheba. And I would walk in the pen, it was probably day 3, and I yelled, Sheba! And she did what any average sheep would do, ran. And then the next day, Sheba, and she ran. And then finally, at a certain point, she realized, I'm not getting out of this. And I yelled, Sheba, and I remember it was probably day 6. And she just stopped and looked at me. Here I am. She didn't run. And I was able to walk over and very gently bring her to the head stall and begin to clean her again and trim her for the big show. And the next day I showed her, and I got dead last. It wasn't her problem. Shearing a sheep is not easy, especially make them nice and anyway. But what I learned was this. Once she learned my voice and knew that I wasn't going to hurt her, in fact, I was going to do something wonderful for her. After I'd spent enough time in that pen with her, she became docile, and the whole process became really wonderful. Even after a long day of studying hard, because that's all I did in college, at 9 p.m., it became beautiful. This encounter, Sheba, you can have me. I need to do something beautiful for you. And I can't help when I hear about the Good Shepherd to see that that was the Lord granting me an experience of the Good Shepherd who steps into the pen with us and invites us into a journey. He steps into a pen of straw and manure and a little bit of chaos, and he calls us by name, Steve, John, Susie. Can I do something beautiful for you? And our first tendency is to run. I don't want to. I want things my way. And Jesus keeps coming back and keeps coming back and stepping into the pen and saying, calling us by name, Luke, can I do something beautiful for you? And then he waits for a response. And when we can just be still and let him, an extraordinary transformation from muddy and mucky and weighed down to light and beautiful can happen. That's the Good Shepherd, always stepping into the pen of our lives, no matter how messy, calling us by name, folks. He says, they will hear my voice. What I did for Sheba was just a glimpse that Jesus steps into the pen of our lives and says, by name, with a tenderness, and wants a response, yes or no, today. Okay, I'll come back tomorrow. You can run. I'll come back tomorrow and call you again by name. That's how good he is. That's what I think it means in Jesus' heart as the Good Shepherd. The response then, or the question then, rather, is what kind of sheep are we? Are we good sheep? Or are we bad? It's too tempting. But it is a real question. Are we good sheep to him? Do we respond in kind to that beautiful movement of his heart? Or do we, like Sheba in their early days, run like heck, slinging manure, saying, no thanks, I'm fine the way I am. I, in fact, like manure in my wool because I don't want to go through that process. Bad sheep do things on their own. And do you know that sheep left on their own will die? If you go on YouTube, there's some extraordinary videos out there, some sheep that have been left to their own devices. And there's one in particular I just rewatched. This thing had come in, it had a shell of its own wool around it. It could barely walk, it could barely forage, it was at the verge of death. They began shearing it, cleaning it, and working with this sheep. And they pulled 80 pounds of matted, messy wool off of this thing. Go look for it, it's right in one of the first hits, if you go messy sheep or whatever. And that, watching that, watch that. That's us. When we do things on our own, we get matted down and messy to the point that we can't survive on our own. And Jesus comes to us and says, let me take care of that. Bad sheep do things on their own and they can't survive. Bad sheep listen to the voice of the wolf in sheep's clothing. Bad sheep are deceived, seduced by the voice. And it's this voice. You're not good enough. You're a mess. And that's your fault. And you better get things straight before we can do things. If only you hadn't done that, then things would be better. Oh, you pray? You're not praying right. That's why you don't hear his voice, because you've done it wrong. You're not that great. You're not that wonderful. I don't even think you're worth it. That's the voice of the enemy. The sheep in wolf's clothing. And bad sheep, deceived sheep, listen to that voice and are sad. Good sheep, on the other hand, are willing to surrender each day. Jesus, here's my mess. Here's my manure. You're in my pen. Here, have it. Do something with it. They surrender. I'm not going to do this on my own. I don't want to. And they listen to the voice of the good shepherd who says this: you are wonderful. You are worth every ounce of that, every drop of blood, that whole thing. You alone are worth it. You by name. We can do this. You're not stuck. You're not alone. I am with you. Here we go. Adventure. That's the voice of the good shepherd. He's speaking that constantly to us all day long. And if we could only get a drop of that, how wonderful. Good sheep spend time with their shepherd in what we call prayer, wherever, however. Jesus, here's my life. Let me hear your voice and trust it. And if it seems like it's too good to be true, then it's true. Because that's the voice of the good shepherd. Jesus, thank you for being a good shepherd to us. May our response to your invitation on this fourth Sunday of Easter and the days and weeks and months ahead be yes. We will be your sheep. I will be your sheep. I want to be a better sheep for you because you are so good. Amen.